well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have the amazing Josh Bernstein here. Josh, lots of things happening over the weekend. There's so much news every day. It's almost like you're sitting in with a fire hose of news aimed at our heads. And you're able to manage this because you don't take speculative statements. I did a review of 10 major points on the third hour on Friday about the current, I call Agent Epstein. I don't like to refer to him as Epstein. I'm talking about Agent Epstein because he was a CIA, Mossad, FBI, and, quote, intel agency he worked with, I'm sure, multiple agencies, operative. And I'm not even sure that the man is dead. I mean, I'd like to know if, in fact, he did a genetic test to see if this guy is actually the third person. They did the preliminary autopsy saying, even though, and remember, I have some background in pathology, too, it's not possible to break the hyoid bone if you strangle yourself by falling off a bed 5.5 feet up. So what happened is with the fractures of his vertebrae in his neck, that's extremely unlikely to happen, especially if you leaned over just kneeling. It's very likely this man was assassinated, if it was him. And if it wasn't, remember now, he signed his death, his will 2 days before his death, even though he told his lawyers, hey, I'll see you Sunday. And it was in good spirits, figuring they were going to pop him out. Because remember, that's why Costa, this guy that actually popped him out in 2008, people have to understand, why did Costa do this? Why did he do it? Did he get the money? Did he get sexual favors? No, he was operating on behalf of all the intel agencies to cover an agent using sexual blackmail. People need to get this, right?
Absolutely. Look, I think when you have a Dr. Cyril Wick, who has performed over 20,000 autopsies, clearly saying that it's very rare that you have a situation in which the hyoid bone is broken in a hanging. It can be done, of course, but it's much more rare.
Right.
And it certainly leads to homicide. I mean, let's not forget, the guy that they removed from his cell, I don't know if you've seen a picture of him, big, strong dude, they removed him from the cell. He's 6 feet tall, Epstein. His bed would have been, what, 5 feet, maybe 5 feet two at the top of the bunk. So how can a 6 foot tall man hang himself on the top of a 5 foot two bunk bed and then end up on his knees, lunged over and forward? It just, the whole thing doesn't make sense.
It's all garbage. It's all garbage. It
doesn't make sense.
I have a background in forensic pathology, and this is all crap. And what I know so far tells me, number one, I want to know where the photographs and video evidence are. Number two, I know the genetics. Was this Epstein? I got a suspicion that just like, you know, when Saddam Hussein disappeared, I think Saddam is still getting hot rock massages in Indonesia. The man's not dead. He was a CIA agent. He was recruited by George Bush Sr. I have a feeling this guy was disappeared, just like when the Shah of Iran was told by the CIA to disappear and they put in the Ayatollah Khomeini. It was our CIA and the British to put that guy in there, the Ayatollah, and brought back the mullahs. People need to understand the intel agencies are behind this evil stuff, and people have to understand that, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to go in a conspiratorial
it's
area
not conspiracy.
Where
it's,
you know, he's dead or he's not dead. I'm going to assume that, you know, he's pushing up daisies or he's worm food right about now. Unless I see something else or some other report that is credible and well-sourced, then I may consider changing my mind on that. But
there's enough anomalies right now. The main thing is, a matter of his death was definitely not typical suicide. I mean, just that's not the case.
No, I don't believe it is either. And I think anyone that has any credibility and, you know, can look at something logically can clearly see that the chances of it being a situation in which this is, you know, purely a suicide, I think is pretty slim to none.
Right. But I mean, look at the list of people that he was licking. I went down to a long list of people that are affiliated or had photographic evidence that were at Lolita Island and so on. And the list includes Prince Andrew, who is obviously liked to suck the toes of prepubertal females. We have Bill Clinton. We have many other people. Even Donald Trump, before he booted him out of his golf thing something like 20 years ago, you have to understand, this guy walked with princes, billionaires, and politicians in every party, not just in America, but in other
countries. Everybody wanted this guy to be silenced. You have to understand that. This wasn't a situation where it was just Bill Clinton or just Prince Andrew. I mean, you're talking 50 to 100 people, from senators to members of Congress to political leaders to people in Hollywood to comedians to actors and actresses. I mean, take your pick of how many people wanted this guy silenced.
And it wasn't just Democrats. It's Republicans. It's not just, it's in Canada, it's in Britain, it's in other countries around the world. And the reason is that, that sexual blackmail and the honeypot system has been used for eons. I mean, this is nothing new, but it was actually ensconced deeply in the deep state. That's why the same deep state did things like Benghazi. We know Benghazi was a scam. They were calling for help. It wasn't until 24 hours later. We know that people like Mueller was actually part of the cover-up of Benghazi. And you know, the same thing with many other things. People have to understand, you know, when I hear Trump say he's going to solve the problem and he's getting the Mexicans to help in the southern border, he's not solving the problem because he won't face the actual cause of the problem. The reason why people are immigrating from Central and South America is the drug cartels are working with our SAD, Special Activity of the Agency, and the international trade arrangements we have are destroying the economies of Central America. That's very well understood. So between the destruction of the economy and the drug cartel, so even if you work at a conventional job, they're taking over every town. I have a friend who I know personally whose relatives actually run the narco town in central Mexico. People need to understand our intel agencies are directly collaborative of the globalists, the same thing that they're making a deal now with the Taliban. They're the ones that make the crocodile, the illegal Afghanistan dirty pot that goes through the Russia to kill you, probably Russian youth. People have to understand that the world is very corrupt and our intel agencies are directly at the top of it. And even people like Donald Trump is not addressing that. He should address the fact, send our drug cartels to kill the drug cartel chiefs and start doing things like, for example, blockading the oil coming from Venezuela so Cuba will pull their troops out of Maduro there. But we don't face the real cause of problems. That's what I'm seeing. And as a result, you know, this guy, Agent Epstein, I have to refer to Agent, is an example of how the system works. It's very, very evil. Right?
Well, look, I think, you know, you were talking about the crocodile. That stuff is really vicious and bad.
Right.
And that is infecting a lot of people. A lot of our youth have used it. And it's such a horrific thing. And it's almost like when you see some of those shows where, you know, the wife poisons the husband with, like, antifreeze. I mean, what it does to the body, it literally makes your skin, like, disintegrate off of your body, which is why they call it crocodile, because you start to take almost like a crocodile or some type of reptilian type of look. Very scary stuff. Now, where is that stuff coming from? Exactly where you said it's coming from. It's coming from Afghanistan. It's coming from Pakistan. It's coming from India. It's coming from China. We know the problem that we clearly have with China and, you know, and all the substances that they're sending into this country.
Right,
I think more than anything else, you know, putting up that border wall, which now, by the way, we have enough money to do it. I did a full report on this. The $2.5 billion that President Trump was able to get through the lawsuit working out in his favor and the Supreme Court allowing the $2.5 billion to be used. I've talked to people in the Trump administration. That's supposed to be $2.5 billion to build 100 miles. But I've talked to some people that say that he's going to stretch that out to about 170 miles of new border wall.
Yeah,
now, if you take the 390 that's already been constructed and you take the 50 that we build the wall did, as well as the 57 miles that the Trump administration has put on, and let's not forget 205 miles of reconstruction fencing. In other words, taking the fencing that is broken down and, you know, able to be just, you know, walked over and things
That's Vietnam
now
fencing, talking, believe it or not.
You have enough to finish the rest of the border because, again, you have natural borders with the Rio Grande. You have water barriers you really can't build walls on. So put that all together, and it's only about 850 miles, and now with the Supreme Court decision, we have enough to finish everything.
Yeah, and not only that, we need to stop people overstaying their visas. We need to also make
sure ports of entry. Yeah, and the fentanyl is what I was trying to get to earlier.
Naval ports of entry. Here in California, you can jump along the coast from California, from Mexico to California and bring drugs up. What I think that Trump's going to do here is he's going to move these other steps. But, you know, I have some ideas that if you and I had a chance to mano a mano talk to Trump, we can give him concrete solutions that he can institute right away. For example, before the border wall is finished, he needs to put up what's called a drone wall. He can put drone walls and dirigible balloons up for visualizing, and then they can actually have enough people, and then he can actually repurpose some of that military budget so he can get a lot more agents. We don't have backup. Our agents that are working on the border don't have backup, do they? Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I know a lot of people in the administration. I've never had a face-to-face or a phone conversation with the president, but lots of people that I know around him, including people like Corey and many others, even including people like Kurt Ellis, who's in his administration. I've talked to them, and I'm on first-name basis with them. They've been on my show.
Right.
And so I can reach out to certain people. And I think President Trump is finally waking up, because if you noticed in the New Hampshire rally, he started talking about the mental health issues, and that he said, point blank, it's not a gun issue, it's a mental health issue.
Exactly.
So in one ear, he's got his daughter, you know, the liberal, going, gun control, gun control, gun control. And then in the other ear, he's got his son, Don Jr., the conservative, going, slow down, Dad, we don't need gun control.
Right.
So he's starting to listen to Don Jr., which is a good thing, of course, rather than listening to Jared and Ivanka.
Yeah, and of course, the cause of mental health is real simple as a doctor, which I get requests almost every week, how to reverse toxic vaccines and toxic food and aspartame and even the drugs they give, like serotonin reuptake inhibitors they give to teenagers that are not even certified by the FDA. They're going to rearrange your brain chemistry. And the mental health issue in America is expanding. I mean, the number of people with ADD, ADHD, Asperger's syndrome, depression, and rage control syndromes. And we can even do mitochondrial tests to see if the mitochondrial problem, we can overcome it with nutraceuticals and other technology. The problem is, it's a mental health issue. We need to have what I call red box laws. In other words, you don't need a law. Just put a red box in the school or public places or online so you can notify the authorities of somebody that you think is dangerous. I mean, the girlfriend of the Dayton, Ohio shooter told her in advance about his rape list and kill list. And in fact, the school the previous year actually emptied the school because they thought he was coming to school with guns. Everybody knows these people in advance. I mean, it's not a surprise like the Parkland, Florida shooting. These people have been known for months and years before they did their stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I don't agree with red flag laws
either. I think we should just stop talking about it.
I'm completely against them. I think more than anything else, almost like a suggestion box, like an anonymous suggestion box.
Where I call it red box. Do you like that?
For instance, if someone comments on one of my videos and they say something like, hey, I'm going to attack this person or this organization or whatever, even if they're on the left, I don't want to see violence. So, you know, I'll contact them and say, hey, I just want to let you know that this person has said this. I think we need more people to be civically active like that.
Exactly.
Because, again, there's a responsibility that we have as public figures to our audience, and in some respects, not that we would be held accountable for anything that our audience does, but when we see things that we know is a quote-unquote red flag, then we should be bringing that up to the right people. I absolutely agree with that.
Rather than calling a flag, I'd say call red notice law. We would not only call it law, just let red notice public civil action. Because basically, if we, and we also should have a way of logging into a database and find out if what we said was followed through on and something was done. And a way of complaining or tracking it to make sure that our complaint actually resulted in something active, whether it's just somebody coming by the home and checking out the kid or a 48-hour evaluation by a psychiatrist, whatever. I mean, we need to be able to kind of follow our notification to see if it did anything, if it gathered any fruit, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. But again, what we don't want to happen is for people that are gun owners, let's say they're having a bad day or they're feeling depressed. Maybe they lost a loved one or they broke up with their significant other. And then, you know, the next thing you do, you go to your doctor and you tell them that you're feeling depressed or you're upset. And then what happens? That doctor then contacts the police and goes to your house and takes your guns away?
Or just goes in a database.
You know, there can't be this open-ended, you know, anybody can be used against thing. I think that is a real issue.
I agree with you.
I'm not in favor of them at all. I think, again, as I've said many times, the answer is more guns, not less guns.
Exactly. And no gun zones, and also the expansion of non-lethal weapons that all the public can carry as well.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
so we can try to schedule, except for I think I have a schedule on Thursday. I can't do it then. All right?
Thursday? Let me think here.
Thursday, I can't do it right after the show. Okay, we're going live now.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Good. And we're back with Josh Bernstein. Josh, we're going to do another update video, which, you, by the way, you post on your website, which gets a lot of hits. What people need to understand is we have technology that can help people with their health, but it also ties directly with their personal autonomy, et cetera. All these things are connected issues. What I see happening is Trump is tackling some of the issues correctly, and he's starting to get more wise as to what's going on right now. For example, I'd like you to comment on the issue in Hong Kong, the issue with international trade, and the continue to see people like, you know, a late-night TV host talking about, you know, we need a recession to get rid of Trump. It's like, can you imagine any of the demon rats taking over control of this country? What a mess it would be. Collapse of the economy, social destruction, civil war, and the gun grabbers, by the way. But one of the things that I'm really concerned about, even by the side comments by Trump, we don't need any red flag laws. We need mental health laws. We need to have red boxes that you can anybody can put up in your school or whatever, or online you can put up a website.
Yeah.
It can be done by anybody. It doesn't have to be a government. And we can refer the information on to the local police and FBI and so on, and we should have a way of tracking it, just like social media. So social media can track whether or not your complaint actually got something. But what I see happening on the international trade issue, China is a criminal organization. What they're doing to Hong Kong is obscene, isn't it?
It truly is. But even before we get into Hong Kong, what we need is liberal control. Because, you know, you have to understand something, that how did all of these things get closed down? Basically, it was pressure from liberal organizations, ACLU, many others that were saying, oh, you can't keep incarcerating these people and holding them against their will in mental institutions. It's against their, you know, their rights and everything else. But the bottom line is, if you're going to threaten someone, whether it's a public figure or anyone, with violence, and you have a gun, you know, you probably have a mental issue. And you need to see someone. Now, I'm not saying that you have to have your gun taken from you, because, again, I don't believe in these red flag laws.
Right.
But to have someone taken and forcefully given mental health, I have no problem with that at all.
No.
And I think that the fact that we have closed these things down out of political correctness is what's made society more dangerous. In the past, if someone went crazy and they did something like that, or if they even threatened something like that, or they wrote about it, or they talked about it at school, like, for instance, this Connor Betts and his kill list, I mean, that person would have been removed from society. They would have been taken to a mental facility and evaluated by professionals, and then they would determine on whether or not that person was deemed a threat to society and whether or not they could continue to live outside of that society, or they need to be held against their will in an institution.
Right.
And I have no problem with that, because I think that not doing that is what's, you know, making things dangerous. As far as Hong Kong, it's an absolute travesty what is happening. And again, it just goes to show you that the cry for freedom is so strong around the world. And Hong Kong is crying for freedom. Hong Kong is major, major pro-America, everything that they're about.
You see American flags there, but they're actually carrying around the parades. American flag.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it's like what China's doing, and especially with the Uyghurs, you know, these are the minorities by the millions in China. They're
Western
putting them
China.
In re-education camps and things like that. You know, they're holding people against their will. They have the social credit scoring system, which they're controlling everybody's every move. I mean, it's really, really scary stuff. And that is a blueprint of what the left would like to do to this country. And it starts with removing our ability to protect ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah, see, I want an expansion of lethal and non-lethal weapons. I want mental health laws to expand so somebody's mentally unwell. Just like, for example, and I hear people say we don't want to pay for health care. We had a law that we in 87, so that if someone arrives in an emergency to gunshot wound, they're going to get taken care of the same way if they just visited from Angola or Europe or wherever. What we have to have is a situation where when I graduated from medical school in 1977, and whether I practiced in Canada, in different provinces, or U.S. states, years ago, I just notified the local police and the EMTs, and they'd just go by and grab somebody for an evaluation. There wasn't a big, long court garbage and everything. And nowadays, with the left, what they've done is paralyze the system so that when simple people like a doctor or a nurse in the school or a public person of any kind that sees a big problem, even let alone the public themselves. I mean, the girlfriend of some of these shooters knew darn well what they were about. But the same thing goes along with the economy. We have Senator Rubio talking about how China's stealing intellectual property. Xi has actually stated in documents, like Mao Zedong, he's a new Mao Zedong, that they're a very aggressive establishment. They're going to take over production of all consumable goods by 2025, including artificial intelligence. They're hacking and stealing everything, everything in the kitchen sink, including the plumbing for the kitchen sink. I mean, it's that crazy. And China, actually, if you try to innovate in China and you're an engineer or a scientist, you can end up in a lot of prison camp just because they don't like what you're doing. So it's a very obscene situation in China, and I think, honestly, they're already losing a lot of business that's immigrating to other Asian countries and even coming back to the States. What we should be doing with China is a lot more aggressive rather than less. In fact, if Trump doesn't show a strong hand here, the Chinese are going to march in like Tiananmen Square and kill a lot of people, aren't they?
Well, they would certainly take advantage in 2020 if he's not reelected. That's for sure.
Well,
but look,
I think they're going
to
do something soon.
He's standing up to China, and you know he's making sure that they're not doing their currency manipulation. And you know there used to be a $500 billion deficit with trade deficit with China. Now it's down to $380 billion, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that we're putting tariffs on a lot of their goods and things like that. But I want to touch on gun control. Because,
right.
You know, this Connor Betts kid, who, again, was white, was a liberal, was a Hiawatha supporter, he goes
right.
out and guns down 9 people, including his own sister, and the left is screaming for gun control. Then you have this Patrick Crucius kid in El Paso, Texas, again, white, goes out to a Walmart, kills 22 people, and the left is screaming for gun control. But yet you have a career criminal thug in Maurice Hill, who is black, goes and shoots 6 police officers. Thank God none of them were killed. And you're not hearing a peep about gun control. Now, don't you find that pretty interesting?
Yeah. That, I mean, to me, psychologically, it's a mind bender to think you have to be especially stupid to believe that whatever they say makes any sense at all, right?
Right. And I'll take it a step further. There's another reason why the media is not talking about that shooter in particular, because his sister gave an interview to the Philadelphia Inquirer, and she said that he attends the Salafi mosque on a weekly basis. And if you look at the pictures of him, he's got a zabiba in the middle of his forehead. What's a zabiba?
Oh,
a zabiba is basically a bump from being on a prayer rug and going up and down many times a day.
Banging your head there, right?
The media is not even bringing up the fact that he may have been radicalized at the mosque in Philadelphia. You're not hearing any of that on the media at all. And, you know, look, I'm a truth seeker and a truth teller. I point out the things that the media aren't going to talk about. That's one of the things. And according to the Clarion Project, that mosque in particular is one of the most radical mosques in America. And they have ties to Hamas and many other terrorist organizations. But yet you're not hearing that on the news.
Right. What's amazing is you have the facts in all these situations, and they're so obvious that you're sitting there in Arizona, this is another state, and yet the local people aren't doing anything about it, the federal people, the intel agencies, the police.
Right.
And here you are,
because
a journalist,
the national media is failing,
opening this up, this can of worms, on national media.
And that's why when he says, you know, fake news, obviously it's true, because they're not reporting these things.
Right.
And that's what's terrible about it.
Yeah.
If they were going to report the truth, society would be safer.
Right.
I mean, we don't need more gun laws. We need more guns. And that's what they can't understand. An armed society is a polite society. The more guns you have in society, the safer the society is.
Well, it's the Switzerland rule.
Think about it this way.
Yeah.
If you had a situation where people were allowed to have concealed carry, and that guy goes into that bar, he goes into the Walmart, he's not going to be able to do the carnage and damage. Because why? Because he's not going to go in there first and foremost, because he doesn't want to meet an armed resistance. Many of these shooters are obviously very afraid of meeting an armed resistance. So if you take away the incentive, which is getting rid of the gun-free zones and allowing concealed carry in all 50 states, boom, there you go. Now you're going to solve the gun problem. Very simple.
Right. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's
amazing.
So obvious, too. It's so obvious that this is going on, and yet people don't get that, do they?
No, they don't. And it's common sense. That's the thing. These things can be solved with common sense.
Now, what are the other big issues you think are burning? To me, the other issues are removed in 2020. They keep talking about recession, and even Bill Maher on late night TV is talking about it. I honestly think if you actually look at the, and they keep on saying, oh, the agricultural goods are killing the agricultural industry. Look, we only sell about 3% of our produce to China. It's not an issue. Right?
To be fair, and again, Bill Maher is an idiot, let's face it. I will say one thing, though. He's been right on Islamic terrorism all along, all throughout the years. So I will give him kudos on that. But look, let's also be fair. We remember when Rush Limbaugh said that he hopes Barack Obama fails. So, you know, we've got to be fair. Bill Maher goes around and says the same thing, that he hopes there's a recession, you know, because it helps his side. I get that. So, you know, what's fair is fair here.
Right. So, honestly, here's what I think. The recession will happen if we don't move forward, for example, to reduce the burden on the middle and lower middle class. And extend the laws that Trump wanted to do if he had not lost the House to Nancy Pelosi and the crazy Democrats, because nothing's happening under them. They have a list of accomplishments at zero right now. The only accomplishment they have is continue to bang the drum of, we need to impeach Trump because we don't like him, because he's doing things that we don't like. And we have rhino Republicans not helping either. I mean, I'm hoping there's enough Republicans who can run. I just got a notice today that there's a very nice lady that's going to be running against Ilhan Omar in her own district. We need to be supporting our Republican candidates to
not
make sure
that
we take back the House.
I know what you're talking about. Her name is Danielle Stella. She's a career criminal. She's been arrested numerous times. So she's not the person. But let's stick
with there must be somebody there that can actually defeat her, though.
Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, he's thinking about running against
I saw that.
The other person is Officer Kelly from the Minneapolis Police Department, who's planning on running as an independent, and he's going to run against her as well. So, yes, there are some people
I know Mike
that
personally
are going to be running against her, but Danielle Stella is not one of them.
Good. Well, thanks for pointing that out. I just got an email earlier today and just had a quick look at it. And what I want to do is I want to support Mike Lindell because he's a fantastic guy. Or this
he
other policeman, yeah. Because we need to get people that are rational and actually support all Americans. I don't care if you're Muslim, you're black, you're white, you're Hispanic. We're all Americans, okay? Let's get beyond this. We are a colorblind society and a religiously blind society. And if your religion doesn't tell you to kill someone else or try to rule over them in their dietary things like Islam does, you're okay. Unfortunately, we need to start closing mosques where the imams are actually preaching first, second, and third generation to do violence against fellow Americans. That's not okay. As long as you keep your religion inside your mosque and you don't affect us, you're cool. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think more than anything else, we were founded on Judeo-Christian principles and values.
Right.
And
right.
The fact that we have removed those from society, we've removed prayer from school, we've allowed the devil, in some respects, to take over the minds and the hearts of many Americans. And that's why you're seeing this, you know, degenerative behavior in many of the youth of today, the millennials in particular, not all of them, but many of them. And, you know, then you have this push for radical gay, homosexual, transgender type of behavior and a push for normalcy of these types of behaviors. And I think that that's a big issue. That's a big problem.
Right.
And we need to have more families, and I know Right Wing Watch isn't going to like this one, but we need to have more families where the man works and the woman stays home and she takes care of the kids and possibly homeschools them and keeps them away from the indoctrination centers masquerading as public education. And we'll have a better society if we're being taught, you know, about Judeo-Christian value systems and what it means to be an American and our founders and everything else.
Exactly.
We'll have a better, safer society.
Common sense is the cure, isn't it? Common sense. And you lay it all out so brilliantly. It's actually our founding fathers and the history of America made us exceptional. Back in a moment with Josh.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutraMedical every day. I remember when I lost my mind. And, Josh, I want you to check your schedule and see what day is going to be good to do a kind of a follow-up video to what's going on, not only with Epstein, but China and these other issues, because they're very burning. The states are going to scramble ahead with the left behind them in different states to pass red flag laws. Many powers that be, including international finance, are trying to create some form of either a panic over a possible recession, although the stock market rebounded after Trump made a deal with 90 days with Huawei. I think it's way overblown, and it's on purpose because both the left and the right don't want Trump to move forward with his agenda, even though he has a few things that we can correct him on, like 5G network, GMO, and recycled water. Those are minor. The real big issues are economic, geopolitical, and border, and trade, and he's fixing them. We don't have Trump, or even after Trump, an after-Trump regime that continues his agenda, America and the world is doomed, isn't it?
It certainly could be. Look, President Trump, you know, the left knows that they have nothing to run on other than their hatred for Trump. And so they have no agenda. They have no way to fix anything because everything's been fixed already. I mean, we're right. doing amazing because of President Trump. He's already right. accomplished things that even Republicans couldn't do. So right. the bottom line is they have nothing, absolutely zero to offer America. Zero, right. nothing at all. You could find more in the dumpster of a research facility, okay, than you could find in the Democratic Party as far as what to offer America. So that's number one. Number two, if President Trump was smart, he would keep hammering on the economy. Hammering on the economy every single day. Talk about the economy, the economy, economy. The next thing he should do is he should talk about and frame the radicalness of the left by talking about how they want to kill babies on the day that they're born. He did that at his New Hampshire rally, so kudos right. to him for doing that.
Right.
And then the last thing that I would say for him to do is to continue talking about how Medicare for All and the Green New Deal would absolutely bankrupt the country. Now, he said something in New Hampshire that I thought was absolutely brilliant. He said, look, even if you hate me, even if you don't like me, whether you like me or not, you have no choice. You have to vote for me. I thought that that was one of the most brilliant things that has ever come out of this president's mouth, because what it does is it plants the seed in the electorate that, my God, it is sunny again. It is, we're doing great. Everything is happening. We're doing fantastic. We cannot allow these radicals to ruin it. And so I thought that that was like the best thing to do, because what he's doing is basically saying, look, you don't have to love me, but you got to vote for me unless you want, you know, your 401s to tank and everything else. So, you know, the left will say that he's running a fear campaign. You know right. what? If he is, God bless him for doing it, because it makes a heck of a lot of sense.
Right, exactly. Well, honestly, and the latest thing I thought was amazing, how left tries to spin this thing with Ilhan Omar and Tlaib, when they're trying to incite violence against the state of Israel, and then it's no wonder they are. And then later on, they even got humanitarian relief to go back in Tlaib to see her grandmother.
Yeah.
But the fact is that they're trying to incite violence,
Dr.
okay?
Bill, that proves that Tlaib had no intention of visiting her grandmother, none whatsoever. Because
right.
the minute Israel said, okay, fine, go ahead and visit her, she said, nah, never mind, I don't want to. Which goes to prove that this was a mayhem mission, okay? They even said on their itinerary for the trip, it didn't say U.S. Congregation to Israel, no. It said U.S. Congregation to what? To Palestine. Okay, they wouldn't even
yeah.
acknowledge that they were going to Israel. They wanted to denigrate Israel so much. So thank God that Benjamin Netanyahu and President Trump and many others realized the propaganda tool that they were about to become and the prop that they were about to become and be used as. And shame on organizations like J Street and AIPAC and Chuck Schumer and, you know, Jerry Nonads Nadler and the rest
right.
of these idiots. These communist Jews that are self-defeating, self-loathing, and self-hating, because they're on the wrong side of history.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's almost a parallel to the ancient apostate Jews that caused judgment to fall on Israel. And you can see that what's going on in the global order, basically, is now in a panic. Because if they can't take out Trump, if they can't go against populism in other countries like Italy and Austria and Hungary and so on in Europe, which wants some degree of autonomy, if they can't support the autonomy of the Hong Kong Chinese, because basically that's the miracle of China is Hong Kong, if they can't support their autonomy when they're putting American flags up, and let me tell you, I think Trump is, you know, just waiting to see what the Chinese are going to do. If they start trying to do a Tiananmen-style massacre, I think this is going to play into the trade issues with Trump. And although he's delayed it to December, and I heard that something about the Chinese saying they're going to do something in September regarding tariffs. I mean, how can they countervail against us? We're the ones that, when we start talking about tariffs, we can only win. We can't lose on this, can we? We already had,
no,
you know,
we absolutely cannot. And let's not forget that the downturn that we saw last week in the economy had nothing to do with tariffs, had nothing to do with trade. It has to do with what's going on in Hong Kong and the markets being afraid of what's going to happen next, okay? So anyone
right.
that thinks that that had to do with trade or deficits or tariffs, well, they're not paying attention
exactly
to what's truly going on in the global market.
Exactly. And so that's a very important point, because Hong Kong's a very big chunk of the world economy. And it's because international corporations feel they have the opening there. And you can tell there are Chinese people there, but they're much more innovative. They're like Americans. That's why they have an American flag. I saw Mr. Lee there, actually on video, watching Fox, making his plea to get people to support Hong Kong. The next place, of course, is they managed to take Hong Kong. They're going to try to see if they can take over Taiwan. The Taiwanese, by the way, have the second most rapid acting air force in the world, and they have nukes. So Hong Kong isn't nuclified, but they should be supported by us, that they will not roll their tanks in there or start killing people. Or right now they've already infiltrated the police. Apparently there's Hong Kong Chinese police have been infiltrated by Chinese wearing the same uniforms. And then they incite violence and start a protest rally and then start arresting people. This is what's really going on in Hong Kong, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? If Taiwan was smart, they would say that we are in solidarity with Hong Kong and we're backing them too. And we ought to start showing, you know,
that's a good idea.
Solidarity between the two and saying, hey, we're going to be able to back them up militarily as well. So you need to back off and let these people be free.
Now, by the way, here's another extension on what you're saying there. Chinese using the Belt and Road, and I've argued with this over Harley Schlanger, who thinks, the LaRouche Foundation thinks, almost the Chinese can do no wrong. That they're taking over territories and ports and so on, using Belt and Road as their modus. And although there's a number of countries that have signed into this, it allows China to expand their military bases and their control of markets, etc., and bases. In fact, they've even taken over the trade bases inside Israel, which I find bizarre. But I agree with you. I think what we need to do is we need to realize this is part of a policy of China to expand and have the Belt and Road be like the Roman road system of the Romans, and to take over international trade markets and places all across Africa and South America and around the world. And China's on the march right now, and they realize their time window is going to close, because soon India will overtake them in terms of population and industry and other Asian countries. And I think China, just like Gordon Chang's book, you know, the Coming Collapse of China, I had him on a few months ago on the program, and he was on Fox again yesterday talking about what's going on. I think China is doomed, and they realize if they don't get their way relatively soon with Trump, which they're not getting, because he's not going to bend to them, especially with their bad behavior, I honestly think China is economically doomed.
Or that China has a lot of issues socially, more than anything else, more than even economically.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
of course.
They have, you know, that's a pretty big middle class. But I think their problems are societal from the standpoint of the people don't want to be controlled. You know, you've got
right.
the social credit scoring system. You've got more males than you have females, to a point where they're having a problem, you know, reproducing the next generation.
Right.
So I would agree with you. I think that they have societal structure issues more than even economic issues.
Well, I have relatives in China from my youngest sister's husband's family, which are from Shenzhen, and they were bankers and shot in the back of the head. And my youngest sister's husband's mother swam across Kowloon Bay and didn't get eaten by sharks and went into one of those rickshaws and got into Hong Kong, later emigrated to Canada, and I had my youngest sister's husband. And we have to understand what's going on. These are smart people. But a lot of the ones escaped because they had an advance notice from the British, and they went to Taiwan, the rich and powerful and smart. And the Hong Kong Chinese were, of course, even during all this time, First and Second World War, even during the rise of communism, were still separate and supported by the British in the West. And there's a 50-year agreement that says they're still autonomous, and the Chinese don't want to, they don't want that autonomy. They don't want industry to be able to move their head offices, let's say, from somewhere inside China to Hong Kong, because the Hong Kong Chinese feel like they're a separate autonomous republic. And they have their own court system, and I think this is going to blow up. I really believe that the Chinese have gone way over the edge on this and have gone far too far. They have their own SWIFT financial system, which they now share with Russia, and they're trying to see if they can parallel the economic system of the West. It's going to blow up in their face, isn't it?
Well, you would hope it would, but you have to understand, China is a pretty powerful country regardless. I mean, yeah, they're $23 trillion in debt, just like America is, and they can't afford to have any kind of prolonged war or conflict, but they also have the military. They have the manpower. They have the missiles. They have, you know, the bombs and everything else and the tanks. So they have the intimidation factor. We'll see what happens. I mean, look, I hope Hong Kong continues to do what they're doing. I hope that Taiwan backs Hong Kong.
Right.
And that, you know, people can be free. I mean, no one wants to live under social credit scores and what car.
Yeah, well, 13 million people are under citizens.
You go to.
Yeah, Josh, did you know that over 13 million people in China, it's expanding rapidly, can't get health care or drugs or even go on a plane or train because of their social credit score? And by the way, the Chinese are getting ready for a 20th century battle, but America, especially under Trump, is arming for a 21st century. And so a future war will be drones, robots, remote warriors, all kinds of stuff. In fact, they're building the largest naval ships that are robot naval ships to engage in battle. And the enemy is not prepared for what Trump is going to bring forward. In fact, his game face in the future, if he gets reelected, which is almost certain now, America will be transformed to a place where no one in their right mind would try to engage America in the battlefield or in the economic battlefield. No one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to happen under the second term of Trump. I think when Trump's finished, the game is over for Mr. Putin and China. They have to play ball and play nice in the schoolyard of international finance and economy and stop stealing technology. And that I think that Trump is going to close the door on them. The cyber technology, etc. The Chinese might have a giant army. It just means a lot more dead people. I mean, the war of the future is going to be drones, remote war, robot warriors, all kinds of technology, which the Chinese, if they could, they would like to steal it. But to be honest with you, we're the prescient nation. You know who else is researching is South Korea and Israel. We're way ahead of the curve on this, and they don't understand that if they try to engage in not playing ball, which we want to play ball, we still want them to build our Christmas toys and our things, but we don't want cheap things that kill our dogs with melamine. But we want to make sure they don't steal our intellectual property or force corporations to go to build, say, wind vanes over there, have to hand over technology, and then they, after hours, use their factories for building the same products and compete directly with our American companies or European or other companies that are trying to do that. China is trying to take over the world, and it's so obvious that they know they have a narrow window, and their demographics is going to blow them up. I mean, I believe it's not 36 million, but more like 100 million excess males. And the only way they can get a bride now, by the way, because the females are very rare. They actually published a few months ago 1.8 million breed-ready females. I mean, how obscene is that to publish it?
Yeah, I know.
So I see what I think is going to happen.
That's why I said that from a societal standpoint, they have more structural problems than obviously we do or pretty much any other country out there. And it was self-inflicted. I mean, they did this to themselves, you know.
Exactly.
So I think that's a big part of it. But look, bottom line is we've got to understand that we win this war when it comes to tariffs. We win this war when it comes to trade. And more than anything else, we have the sustaining firepower to continue tariffs on these things
and force them
to play nice.
I think it's going to happen.
Chinese students' visas.
I would too. I agree. I totally agree. We should ship them back. Notify me if you can do some video this week. We'll get some video up and operate these issues because it's all heating up before Labor Day. Only 2 weeks away, believe it or not. Thank you, Josh. Amazing show.
Right,
yeah, amazing stuff. Amazing show. Thank you. Need the tools for survival and the medicine for the blues.